Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Think Loud Crew podcast, three moms getting real with parenthood, relationships, and our WTF moments of our daily lives. Today, we have a super special guest, and let me just clear up, the two girls are not here today. I miss them very much, but I will be doing the podcast today. So with the further ado, I am introducing one of my best friends. She is a mother, a wife, she's all the things and more. But I have her on today. If you guys have been with us for a while now, her wife came on maybe 2 years ago, I want to say. And she talked about their journey of motherhood and what that looks like to them. And I am super excited to have her on to tell her side of the story, to tell you guys, just to give you guys hope, insight, all the things. Since it's Women's Month, I thought to bring her on because she's one of the women that inspire me and I admire so much as a mother. She literally rocks it, and I will let her introduce herself.
First off, my heart. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, my name's Alexis. I'm super, super happy to be here. Oh my gosh, it made me feel so special.
You are special.
Thank you. Yeah, so, you know, it's been a journey.
Yeah, it has.
Definitely been a journey. Motherhood is, whew, some days.
You can give like a background. Yeah. How long have you, I know she goes by OJ, and I refuse to call her OJ.
Because you know her as Charnel.
As Charnel.
Yeah.
So how long have you and Charnel been together? What does your journey look like with you two?
Yeah, so we met in 2012. So we've That's been together. Crazy. In November, it'll be 12 years.
So, okay, I was calculating last night. I was like, how long have I known you? And I've known you at the beginning of your guys' relationship.
You're like one of the first friends I met.
That is so crazy.
And it, like, we clicked instantly, I think, yes, when we met. Like, we hit it off right away.
Literally.
So 11 years of friendship for us, too.
I love that for us.
But we met each other at a community college.
Okay.
Citrus College. And yeah, we just made like eye contacts. It was just like this fiery eye contact, and you know, the whole social media thing, followed each other. And then from there, we just like were inseparable.
Literally. I feel like you guys, I've known you guys for like as a couple for I guess 11 years, and it's literally been just you two, like, yeah, connected.
It's really crazy. I tell her this all the time. Like, girl, you had all of my 20s. I met you at 19. I am 31 years old. You had all of my 20s. I don't regret any bit. Crazy. But it's really crazy to think about. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things I really – we're very different. But then when it comes to, like, values and our morals, we're a lot alike. So, like, the family values and that was something that, you know, I didn't really picture myself having
a family.
I wouldn't do it with anyone other than her. So, like, we were on the same page, I think, like, two women really eager to have children. There was always something that we talked about from early on.
So you saying, like, you, prior to the relationship, you weren't wanting to have a family like that, or?
It's interesting, and I don't know why, but I always saw myself with children, but not necessarily this, like, family dynamic.
Okay.
I pictured myself being
a single mother?
A single mom. Or, like, I just didn't see myself in maybe, like, because,
like, a married couple.
I didn't see that.
Is there a reason why you saw yourself just as, like, a single mom? Is that how you grew up? Is it just, like,
You know, that's a great question. I think that a lot of, I have my mother and my stepfather. Mm-hmm. And I have, like, my grandparents and, like, love them all. I just, there are things I'm like, I don't know if I.
Yeah, it I just know if didn't I sit well with this. You.
Like, I don't know if I want to sleep in, like, separate beds and my partner. Or, like, I don't want to feel like I have to be committed or just with someone just for the kids, just for the sake of this.
And that's how you felt with seeing from as a kid. That's crazy.
Yeah. But I love children. And, like,
you're like, but I love kids I love the idea of it.
Yeah. So, you know, I was really, you know, the way that she talks about family and kids, I'm like, oh, yeah, I can get with this.
Yeah.
We had a common goal there.
I love that.
Yeah.
And when, so you guys been together for 11 years. Mm-hmm. When did you guys decide to get married? So, and what is that like? How long have you guys been married for?
So we've been married for 5 years.
Wow.
And we got married right before Quest was born.
Yes.
Like literally like weeks before he was born. You were there.
I know, I was
You're
there.
You're a witness against the courthouse.
That is crazy. Yes, I was. I was the only witness, right? No.
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. Yes, that's crazy.
It was just you guys.
I'm thinking of literally thinking of the exact day where we were at. Wasn't it Cinco de Mayo?
It was Cinco de Mayo, and we went to Alvera Street.
Yes,
after.
We did. Okay, I'm like, but I no, have to remember.
What I lied. It was the Day of the Dead. It was November 2nd.
Okay, Day of the Dead.
Yeah,
I know we did some type of activity.
It was beautiful. It was nice.
It was a beautiful day.
You know, marriage is such an interesting thing for me too. I think when I verbalize it, mm-hmm, I kind of get looks like, girl, what? But the thought of marriage seems so, like, contractual,
mm-hmm,
and, like, paperwork. And
yeah.
For me, it's like, if I'm committed to you, I'm going to be committed to you.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter papers or anything.
Right. And so marriage for me wasn't even, like, top on my list because I knew, like, her and her heart and same with me, but for her, marriage
thing. I was just gonna ask, was marriage for her like something that was part of her journey and steps in life?
Absolutely. I feel like marriage is very important for her. We did it quickly, just so like California recognizes same-sex marriage. So we literally got married a couple weeks before our son was born, so that if anything would happen in the hospital,
right,
you know, she would have the rights, or anything would happen to me, because you hear about stuff like that happening, and like the family has rights over the spouse. Yeah. So
if you guys didn't get married before Quest was born, there would be like legal differences.
Absolutely.
What type of like they could keep him away from her or what types of things?
So let's say something traumatic happened to me.
Yeah.
They would be the next in line to decide what is going on with the baby, what's going on with me.
Oh, the
hospital be the next night?
My family.
Oh, your family.
My family. Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. Yeah, yeah. My family would be, you know, the ones to say, like, you know, if they wanted to pull the plug, you right, know, this whatever. Would be dramatic. Yeah. Yeah.
No, be dramatic.
You know, they wanted to take the baby. They right. could take the baby. And so I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
You know, I'm because a pretty.
Because this was your guys' journey. It's absolutely. Nobody else's. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that, you know, was a beautiful
thing.
We didn't.
Interesting yeah. To know.
Yeah.
That making sure that I wonder, do you know if like a lot of same sex marriages with that have kids do that?
I think
make,
so.
To ensure?
You know, I think so, but in every state it's a little different. So okay. I know like in California, I know most people do it that way. If not, then it becomes like you have to adopt. And so that takes money, that takes more time as well. So okay. we're like, no, we're going to the courthouse.
And getting
yeah,
married.
Yeah, we're getting married.
So with saying that you have a son and you yes. also have a beautiful girl.
Yes.
So crazy. She's literally, you guys, she's 3 months postpartum and she looks stunning right now. But what was the route you chose to conceive your kids?
Yeah, so we used AI, which is artificial insemination. We chose a donor.
Okay.
And we did this privately. So I know, you know, maybe people are more familiar with, like, donor sperm banks.
Yeah, so can you, like, so there's private sperm, is it a sperm bank or is it just a private way of doing it?
Yeah, so we chose, we selected, so we didn't go through the banks. My OJ Charnel, mm-hmm. she goes by two names, so we'll say Charnel. She did a lot of the background work of like going through forums and trying okay. to find a donor. We shared it on social media.
Oh, just, wow. Yeah,
it was such a journey trying to find a donor. It took a long time.
I think that was one of, sorry not to interrupt
yeah,
you,
no.
but that was one of the questions was like, which factor did she take to account to finding a donor? Like education, health? So with putting it on social media and all those things, were you like, looking background checks and things like that? Like how
No,
does...
absolutely. I think the initial post on Facebook was okay. kind of like a cry for help.
Oh,
like
okay.
a cry not being desperate, but more of like what direction do we go on? We've tried different avenues. We initially went and looked at the banks, but unfortunately there aren't a lot of donors of color.
Interesting.
And so we wanted, you know,
a donor
that represented what our, you know, close to like Charnel,
house,
what
yeah.
our family is going to look like. And we chose to, you know, go a different route. And it's a lot of money involved in that as well.
And in the private?
Like going to a sperm bank and just like looking at statistics of like frozen sperm versus live sperm. You have like
oh.
a higher chance of conceiving with live sperm. So there's
okay.
like a lot of factors. But again, this took us like, I want to say like a year, even like
just
researching and trying to see like what would work for us. But Charnel was diligent. She was diligent. She would like go through like wormholes of forums and different groups.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you guys really did your work.
Yeah, definitely.
So if like... That's it. Sorry, I'm like, I have all these questions in my head that are
yeah.
formulating.
Yeah.
But that is crazy to think that to go privately, and you chose privately because at sperm banks, they don't have, that's interesting, they mm-hmm. don't have a lot of sperm donors that are of color.
Yeah, a lot of it, there's a lot of requirements, which there should be. Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, they have to be, it's like a certain age. Down to a certain height, if you can believe
really?
That, education status. So, like,
to be able to
donate. Yeah.
You
it's
have
a lot.
To have
yeah.
To, mm-hmm. I guess that's fair because I guess
yeah.
people are looking at those things of like education,
mm-hmm.
health, but I didn't realize height and age.
Yeah, there are like a lot of things that kind of go into it. So, it limits the, you know, the selection based
selection
off of that.
Selection of males.
Yeah. And so we, like, definitely, education is important.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our, you know, they didn't have to have a master's degree for
right.
us to want, you know, like,
right.
that just like, was, that wasn't the top three for us. For us, it was, you know, having, you know, the health was really important to us. Like,
yeah.
the background, which we
mm-hmm.
were able to get. The family history was really
oh.
important to us.
Family history as in like their health as well, or just like the history of just mental and
all of it. All of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And thankfully we had, we found a donor that was super transparent. Came with, we didn't really even have to ask. Like, he was ready. He had all of his paperwork, had, you know, just everything checked out. So I'm really, we feel really blessed that it ended up working that way for us.
Yeah. And so where did you end up finding your donor?
So Charnel found, I don't know the name of the form that she used.
Okay.
Because I personally, okay, I'm going to go back a little bit. After we posted that Facebook, you know, post, my DMs were going crazy. And if you know me, I get overwhelmed very easy.
Yes.
I'm like,
You're like, no. Nope.
Absolutely.
You're like, back
not.
Off.
So from there, I really was like, look, I really want you, Charnel,
to take over.
Like, I trust your judgment. I wanted her to be as involved as possible, especially since I would be the one caring. Mm-hmm. I really wanted her to have that say of who the donor is going to be and, like, putting in the work. Mm-hmm. And then, like, have them DM you. I don't want them DMing me.
Right. Did that help her feel like she was a part of something, knowing that you were going to be the one on the pregnancy journey?
Well, I think so. Like, she really had a heavy hand in, she picked our donor. And I mean, obviously I had a say, but she had a really heavy hand in finding him.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's nice that you made her feel like, you know.
Oh, absolutely. It was
a team effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Going into this, how did you guys decide of who was going to conceive the baby? Was it always going to be you, or did Charnel have it, like, was like, oh, I might want to do it, or was it, you know, something that you had to discuss?
Thankfully, that was really easy and, like, a no-brainer for us. Charnel, absolutely not. She let it be known from the beginning, like, I don't want to carry, but I do want a family. And then on the flip side for me, I always wanted, like, I envision myself having a tribe of children.
I love a tribe.
Yeah. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm done with two.
She said it's not going to happen.
The idea was nice, but.
I mean, that's your tribe.
Yeah, that's my tribe. I was thinking like 5-6 kids. Absolutely not. But it was, it was really effortless and kind of like a no-brainer. And sometimes I still kind of like, hey, you sure you don't want to carry?
Oh, so you would you be down to have another kid if she would be down to carry?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I would, but I know it's not going to happen.
Is it just an absolutely straight no for her?
Absolutely straight no.
Is there reasons why she doesn't want to carry a kid? Or is that just like a personal?
I think it's a personal thing, but I mean, you've seen Charnel and you know her.
I feel like when we talk about it, she's like, that is so nasty. Yeah, I guess I understand why she doesn't want to, because she's always like,
trust.
Just very screamish.
Yeah, no, she would be miserable. Like, she would be
I'm trying to picture her pregnant and just going through pregnancy. I just feel like it would be, not to be rude, but like comedy. Like, it'd just be interesting to see her pregnant.
You know, I can picture it in my head. And I think that's the most I'll ever get out of that. it's not going to happen for her.
So it was an easy decision.
Yeah, definitely.
It was just a no-brainer that you were going to carry.
And I think with having conversations like that with her, even more so, we're like, oh. Like confirmation, like, you're my person. Okay, this is going to work.
So it was like, so the whole journey, I feel like you guys just have always been just with a family at least. Just like, yeah, that's perfect. This is how I wanted. This is how we're going to do it. I think that's so cool. And I didn't realize, you know, doing it privately versus, well, I guess I did since seeing your guys' story, but like how strict it is to do with a donor bank. But yeah. And so how does that work? Like, I don't know if that's too personal to ask. So you're saying that frozen versus live sperm. Mm-hmm. So did you guys, finding your private donor, how does that work? So does he give you live sperm? How, like, how many tries? Like, was it the first take for you guys for Quest? And yeah.
So it was very different for the two. So we have the same donor for both babies.
Okay.
I have a 5-year-old and a 3-month-old. So he, the donor, was, first I had to track my ovulation.
Okay.
And then I have like 2 to 3 peak days, would let the sperm donor know. The sperm donor would come over to our house.
Okay, so it was super personal.
Which in the beginning was very awkward. For me, because I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know how you are with, like, your personal space.
Yes.
So having a strain.
I mean, we met him, and, like, I was very comfortable with him. But just knowing, like, okay, this man is in the next room.
Next room, about to give me sperm.
Like, I know what he's doing.
That is awkward.
It's awkward.
And so he was in your house providing sperm.
Yes, in a different room. And
the way you said it, you're like, yes.
I was like, sure, no. Turn up the music. You know, I'm just like, I don't want to even think about it. So I would say, like, the first couple times of that happening, I was not, you know, even in the mode of, like, I don't know. I was a little
You weren't in the mode of being what?
Like, I would say, like, I wasn't, like, warmed up, if that makes sense.
Okay.
You know, I was, like,
and
more.
And do you have to be warmed up in order for you to insert the sperm?
From my experience.
I don't know if that was correct verbiage.
No, yeah. From my experience, the times that I were the times I actually conceived. So I do feel like there is a better chance of, like, I mean, because you want it to be as natural as possible if you're going to do it that way. But yeah, the first couple times I was like, what the hell?
So how does that happen? Yeah. He has a sperm, and then does he... Where does he put the sperm? Does he put it in a cup? Does he?
This man was prepared. He had so he's helped out different families and stuff.
Yes.
He was prepared. He had like medical syringes that were already in the package. The little cups that you see at the, like the pee cups at the hospital.
Pee cups, yeah.
Like he came with all of those things already. So he did his business, left the cup on the table, left with text Charnel, I'm, you know, I'm done, whatever, good luck.
Yeah.
And then from there, Charnel would take over, and she would have to, like, leave. There was, like, certain things she had to do. I was in the room. Like, our experiences were so different. I feel like she had more of the work. And I was just kind of trying to mentally
prepare
be okay.
Yeah, be okay. And, I didn't even think about that. So she was doing all the footwork where you're like in the room just trying to chill out.
Yes. Just trying to make it feel as natural as it can feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, she would have to have the sperm like in the dark so it would like liquefy. I don't know if this is too much, but you know,
I feel like people want to do its thing.
Like liquefy, but you need it in the dark because I guess the light kills off the sperm. So it needs to be in the dark, and then she would get her, like, medical syringe, and then...
Insert it into, like a tampon?
Yeah.
If I'm saying that correct? Yeah. I'm just trying to picture...
No, yeah.
How... Okay, so when you say warmed up, did you found that you being more sexual with Charnel or feeling, like, sexy, I guess you could say... made it better to conceive, like,
definitely
when you
it's,
became pregnant,
yes,
versus if you feeling anxious and like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so for Quest, with our 5-year-old, we tried, I want to say it was like 3 times I did not take, and then I was really, it was emotional for me. You know, it was. I'm like, what's wrong? Like, I'm young. I'm healthy. Like, what's going on? I thought it was a me thing. But I come to realize I was just really in my head about it.
Yeah.
We took a couple
months.
It's
weird. For
it
the
was
first
a
time.
Lot. Yeah.
You guys, this is your first time trying. Yeah. It's a whole new experience. So I'm sure that's
Definitely.
Had a factor into that.
Definitely. We took a couple months of a break for me.
And I came back,
refreshed. And, like, she warmed me up. The foreplay, the music going, the candles. It was great. And literally that time, I'm like, oh, I know I conceived.
You felt it.
And I did.
Aw. Yeah. So it was the fourth time around or third time?
It was the fourth time, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So it took, you know, we would take breaks. Yeah. So it took a little minute. On the contrary, with Onyx, with our 3-month-old, we, at this point, we knew, right?
Like pros.
We felt like pros, right?
Like, we were ready.
We knew how to track the ovulation.
Yeah.
I was, like, really comfortable with my body, and, like, I knew what was going on, what days were the best days. And we conceived the first try.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. And it was intentional, but we were still shocked because it took a little longer with Quest that we're like, oh, shit. Like,
so you weren't expecting for it to take the
First try.
First time.
We really thought, like, okay, we have a few months to, like, you know.
Were you mentally prepared? I know you said you guys, you know, were pros for Onyx, but were you just mentally prepared this time?
You know,
Or were you never really mentally prepared to?
Bingo. I think that's what it is. Like, we definitely wanted another child, and we are very intentional. But I still think, like, us conceiving the first try was like, oh, shit. Like, we're really doing this the second time. Yeah.
Yes. Like you mentioned, it was both children are from the same donor, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So thankfully we have a really cool donor, and, you know, he doesn't reach out much to us, but always told us that he would donate to us again.
Okay.
So since we had such a great experience with him, and we absolutely love our son Quest, and we're like, yeah, we're definitely going to go back.
Go back. Mm-hmm. With the private, like doing the private route, do you, since he has done it before, is there a connection with other people he has donated to? Have you met any of the other people? Are you, I know these answers, but they do not know these answers.
Yeah.
But is it awkward to, you know, are you going to ever really be like, hey, Quest, this is your other sibling out in the world? Or is that just, you know, just another kid in the world? Is that, are you going to bring that up to him? Are you going to tell, like, is that ever going to be a discussion when he gets older?
You know, I think.
Or to Onyx and Quest?
Right, because they have the same.
Yeah, they have the same donor.
So Charnel and I talk about this all the time. And we want to be realistic. You know, kids grow up and they have questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're raising a boy and, you know, he's in school now. So there's already, he sees all different parents. And so he already, you know, brings up certain things of, like, dad's like, oh,
does he?
He does. And so we knew this was gonna, you know, happen. And, you know, we just remind him that all families look different.
Yeah.
You know, some families have two parents, some have two moms, two dads.
Yeah.
Some you're raised by your grandma, your aunt. Like, they just look so complex.
Everyone is different.
And he's like, okay. Like, it's pretty, like, right now he's okay with that. But we know that as they both get older, there's going to be questions.
And then kids too.
Absolutely. So we are open to that. We've actually met a donor sister.
Okay.
Quest donor sister, which they are 9 days apart, which is insane.
That's trippy.
So we are pregnant, like,
at the same time.
Yeah. And they look very similar.
Do they?
They do. So we connected.
I'm trying to remember. Have I met the donor sister? Was she at Quest's birthday party?
Yeah. So we do things like they had a play date.
So you do involve.
Somewhat, yeah, but it's not, for me, it's, I don't tell him, like, hey, this is your sister.
Right.
But they know who, they're acquainted.
They're acquainted,
and I feel like more will come out as he grows and he asks more. Like, we're going to be open in that conversation. I just, right now, don't want to put a whole bunch on him. Like, when he's ready for the answers, I feel like he'll ask the questions.
And you guys are open to tell him whatever he needs to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love that. And I also, it's interesting that you're, like, saying, because in my head, when you're saying a donor sister, is that literally, like, his sister, like, I guess.
I mean, I get it. I know. So even that, like saying that, I have.
Does that make you feel some type of way? Like, I know how you are. You're very
what's mine is mine, right? Yeah. I think it's so interesting because I know when he gets older, he may view it that way. Like, I have siblings out in this world. And so.
I guess that is.
I don't want to take that from him, but I don't tell him, like, hey, this is your sister.
Right.
But because we're talking like adults, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, I usually just say like her name or something. Name, yeah. But he doesn't, you know, Quest. He's sometimes just in his own little world. He's, like, he has no clue what the hell is going
Quest
on.
Quest is the most amazing. Like, Quest is my baby. I love him so much.
He loves you too. He loves his Auntie Shay Shay.
He loves his Auntie Shay Shay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I admire you. You guys, I have never seen any of my friends give birth. I think Alexis is the only one that I've seen almost all the way give birth. I would like, and it was only with Quest because it was before COVID times, before like anything was got crazy. Mm-hmm. But when I tell you, this woman right here went through so much, like her journey, because she was going to do at home birth. And, yeah, that I think, I don't know. I'm just thinking about that. I know it's totally switched from what we were talking about, but I just wanted to put that out there because I know a lot of women and their pregnancy plans, birthing plans are all different. And it was just amazing to me to see her strength through your journey. And I just want you to know that because mm-hmm. I don't think I've never... Like, I've literally never seen somebody go through what you went through. But I think it was amazing. And I feel like it's a testimony of, like, what a birthing plan can look like and the switch. But your strength within that. So I know, was Onyx a different route?
Definitely.
If you can explain what your birthing plan was with Quest.
Yes. So with Quest, like you said, I had a midwife. I wanted to have a water birth, just very holistic.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really, I don't know, I didn't want to go to the doctors. I didn't want to do all that. And so I made it up to 42 weeks.
That is crazy.
Since you know, I wanted to go natural. You're like, no induction. We're just going to rock it out. And 42 weeks. And
is that really, that's really like pushing
it. That's like pushing it. So my water broke and I, you know, wasn't progressing in my labor. Mm-hmm. For 24 hours. So then it became like an emergency.
Yeah. Were you scared during that time?
I was terrified. Mind you, I wasn't going to the hospital. Like all my checkups and stuff were at a midwife. Okay. So then being like, okay, we have to now take you to the hospital. Oh, I was terrified. I was terrified. I didn't feel prepared mentally for what was going to happen.
Because you were just prepared for just one.
Yeah, I just thought it was going to be, this is my birth plan, this is what I'm going to do, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And honestly, I was naive in that. Mm-hmm. And I know it does happen for women. You know, like their birth plans go perfectly fine, and I don't want to like fear monger or anything like that. But I don't think I left any room for another option. So I was terrified. But in that instance, I'm like, wow, this is a glimpse of what parenthood is. Like, mm-hmm. we can have everything lined up the way we want, but life is going to life and shit is going to happen. And we just got to, like, go with it. Mm-hmm. So I went from wanting, like, a water birth and medicated to having an emergency C-section. Mm. And I felt a little defeated after. I'm not going to lie. I felt defeated. Second time around with Onyx. Uh-huh. Having that experience with Quest, I went to the hospital. I didn't try to, I'm like, I'm not even going to do, I'm not doing the midwife stuff. Like, I wanted to try to have a VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean. Yeah. But, you know, sister was doing her thing.
She was doing her thing.
She was measuring huge. So Quest was 10 pounds. First off, that's why I wasn't progressing in labor, because his big old head, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess it would be better if I got cut open.
Right.
So he was 10 pounds. Sister girl was 9 pounds.
So
I'm like, you know what?
Healthy kids.
Yeah. So she was.
You said sister girl was 9 pounds.
I was like, you know what? I don't want to set myself up for this, like, emergency situation again.
Yeah.
2 weeks before her due date, she like was breech and she was facing down a month prior, and mm-hmm. then she turned around and she's turned around. She's weighing big. I said, you know what? Schedule my C-section now.
You said, get baby girl out of me.
I'm not doing this. And it was so peaceful, like going in, having it scheduled. We didn't tell anyone.
It's so funny because I was like, during the time when I knew Onyx was about to be birthed, mm-hmm. and I was like, I was waking around like, is she alive? Is she born yet?
Like, something's happening.
Something happening. Because you guys, I feel like this time around with Onyx, you guys kept it very quiet mm-hmm. and like personal to your guys' self, yes. which I respect a lot.
Yeah.
Even with people seeing her.
Yeah. And that was very different with Quest too.
Yeah.
I feel like it's very different the way we navigated. And I think because I used my experience as a first-time mom to kind of shape how I wanted it to be the second time. Like, this how worked, this it, didn't.
Yeah.
We shared a lot of the process with Quest. But then I think that opened the door for everyone to kind of be in our business.
And have a say.
And
say
you know
this.
Me. Like, Charnel is, like, very, like, extroverted, and she's a people person.
Everyone come together,
which I love that about her. And then me, I'm a little more like, I have to fill you out first, but like, I swear I'm nice. I just have to fill you out first. So I think, like, I didn't like all the people in the business. Like, we invited them in for the journey, but then once I had Quest, you know, here comes all the unsolicited advice and all the, like, who
especially being
are
a first-time
you?
Mom, you're like, please get away.
The rage I had, like,
you said, the rage.
So this time I'm like, you know what, I just want it to be very intimate in us. Like, even at the hospital, I didn't want visitors. I just wanted mm-hmm. Quest to be able, like, we are expanding from a family of 3 to 4.
Right.
I want him to have that one-on-one mm-hmm. with her, and it to be very intimate. Like, we need to get to know each other first. That was really important to me. So it was very, very different.
Do you feel like it's still different? How is it going from a family of 3 to 4?
Oh my goodness. So 3 months.
Because you're, I feel like you're, like I said, you're 3 months postpartum. How are you feeling? Like how, what is your journey of like healing yourself, going back to work, all those things? I know you just went to, you've been back to work how long now?
Almost a month now.
And how does that feel to you? How is the transition for you right now?
I have my days, honestly. Yeah. And I will start off with saying that I'm thankful to be able to provide for my family.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for a job. I'm thankful for my coworkers are amazing and that, you know, in my job.
I have the support.
I have the support and there's like flexibility
within
the job. But, you know, it is hard getting up in the morning and watching my newborn baby, you know, get snuggled by my wife. It's the cutest thing, but I'm like, damn it, I just want
to
be here.
I don't
want
to go to work. I know, yeah. I'm sure that's hard.
It's really tough, and I just try, honestly, I try not to sit too much in that feeling, because then I will be a mess. And I just try to, you know, that's the real, like, I just try to be more optimistic about it, and then also remind myself that how I was with Quest. Like, I stayed home with him for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, almost, I would say, like, 7-8 months.
Oh, okay. So you were with him. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I feel like you tried to go back to work.
I did. And then I would like work for a couple days and I quit.
Which is so fair.
No, definitely.
Because it's so hard.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Brianna, she just had her kid and it's so hard for even her to pull away from her son and like even trust anyone else to watch him.
Yeah.
And she, like, I know that sometimes you work remotely and on site.
Yes, yeah.
So does that help with your anxiety?
It definitely helps. It definitely helps. But you should have seen me my first day back in the office.
Yeah.
I told Charnel, you need to update me all the time.
Yeah.
You need to send me pictures all the time. And I think there was a point, it was like a 20-minute span that I didn't get a response. And I called her, I didn't get a response. And I'm like, what is going on?
Where is my child?
I need pictures. It's my first day back to work. You know, I'm flipping out. And she's like, babe, relax. We were taking a nap. And like, she was my, like, she reassured me. But also I'm like, oh, does this ever get easier?
Yeah.
So I definitely have my days.
Are you at a point where you're still feeling like it's, you're trying to get to that
I'm
easy
trying
point.
To.
Because it's only been a month in of work, so you're still
I'm still
on
navigating
that climb.
It. Yeah. But I'm also like, I think at work, just trying to stay focused is almost impossible, for being honest. Like, I get my tasks done, but like, my mind is not there. You know?
You're just probably on the kids.
All the time. Yeah. But I also know what it felt like being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
There were times I felt isolated.
Yeah.
I felt like I didn't know how to have human adult conversation.
I still don't feel like I know how to have human adult conversations.
Yeah. No, seriously. Depending on the day. So I kind of like take that experience too and like, okay, you know, when I was home all the time, I wasn't really the happiest either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let me try to make the best of my situation now.
Yeah.
I do think like getting out of the house, because I'm a hermit anyways.
Yes, you are.
I am. So that is my social interaction is going to work. And I would be lying if I say I didn't miss my baby. But I also...
It's just like a...
Yeah, it's a balance.
You gotta push yourself.
Yeah, definitely. It's a
That's
balance.
Such a hard balance as a new mom, as even a mom that's seasoned. I feel like it's... Sometimes I feel like it's... You always have that guilt of leaving your kid at times.
Yeah.
Like, it's that, like you said, it's a balance of trying to figure out, like, how's my kid doing? Are they okay? Of like, or just whatever, if you're super busy, you know, all those things. It's such a struggle for us moms or new moms. Not necessarily that you're a new mom, but you're a mom of two.
Yeah.
So that's another balance of trying to figure it out. But
the mom guilt is real.
Mom guilt, I always get the question like, hey, is mom guilt ever go away? Or do you ever feel like, does it ever get better of like leaving your kid and like not feeling like you? I'm like, no, I'm sorry to tell you, but I feel like mom guilt is an ongoing thing.
I agree.
I feel like I don't know. We've had this conversation before on the podcast about mom guilt, and I just feel like it's an ongoing feeling of rather like you want space from your kid, or you know you need that space or need that growth.
Yeah.
But when you get that time to yourself, you're all you can think, like you said, all you can think about is your child.
Yeah.
And what they're doing and how they're doing, if they can live without you. Like,
are they breathing?
Are they breathing? Or is a person watching them doing what you would do as a mother?
Yeah.
I think that's what I always hone on to. Like, is a person watching, do they know that he needs this? Need this type of hug, this type of kiss? Like,
do they know the baby's cues?
Right.
You know? Like yeah.
You know?
Yes.
I know Charnel is very hands-on, but I'm sure you're like...
But we parent different too, you know?
Yes, and you guys do.
We parent different.
She's a different type of... I feel like you're more of like the soothing, chill parent, would you say?
Yes. And she's like more playful and stuff. But it's been really... Since I've been at work and her job is more flexible because she's like in the film and more in the artist realm of things. So she's been home with the baby more. And I have been seeing that nurturing side of her a lot more. And it's so beautiful.
Do you think because it's she has a girl?
Maybe.
And that's kind of changed her heart a little bit?
Wrapped around her finger.
Yeah.
And I also think, too, like, we're in different stages. So, like, when I was staying at home with Quest, she was working, like, crazy hours.
Yeah.
So by the time she got home, she's depleted, you know.
She
and,
was done.
And it's night. And, you know, so it's just a different, we're in different spaces now. I think. You know,
growth, yeah.
I think that she gets more of the time that I had with Quest, but she's having it with Onyx, if that
Got
makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah.
She has more of that
like
quality.
I feel like she says that, too. I feel like she says she's sometimes on her posts, it's like, I didn't get this time with my son.
Yeah.
So I get to have it with Onyx.
Yeah.
I love that. I do see a different way of, like, how she posts. It's crazy how I live through Instagram. But... It is interesting to see the difference. I can feel through and just how she speaks and how you're saying.
And I think, so, you know, the times I feel like shit or I have that mom guilt, it is also a beautiful thing to be able to watch her have that relationship with the baby, too.
Aww. So,
you know, it's all, it feels like a balancing act, you know.
Yeah.
Because then I don't want to forget my five-year-old. And, like, it's a whole new world for him, too. It's like he's used to being number one all the time. Everything's centered around him. And, like, sometimes he has to take the back seat. And I think he's been navigating it well.
Has he?
Yeah, I really do think so. It helps that he's in school.
Yes.
But he, I think he understands. And we take turns. Like, okay, you get the baby. I'll get him.
I feel like you guys are killing it because...
We're trying, you know?
You guys are, like... Quest is in basketball and the whole family's out and then now baseball and like all these things. And I just like I admire your guys's village, your little tiny village that you guys have created because you really, you know, I know it's not easy, but the balancing act, I feel like you guys are doing, you know, it might not feel like it, but you guys are doing a good job at
Thank you. Now we're just, we have most of it down. Now we're just trying to, like, find time for us. I can't remember the last time we went on, like, a real date.
So you guys are trying to find the balance of having date night.
Yeah, like, alone time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just parenting and, like, work. It's like, hey, we enjoy each other's company, too.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes... As a parent, you know, the focus is, you know, always the kids. And you kind of lose sight sometimes of, like, your partner.
Yeah.
And I don't want to lose sight of it.
Aww.
So we're navigating that. It's still super fresh and, you know, 3 months of postpartum. But we're...
So you guys have not yet had a date night or alone time yet?
We spent 2 hours away.
Okay.
We went to a friend's. Like house little party.
Yeah. How was that?
2 hours. It was good, but I was like on my phone.
I'm already knowing.
I'm
Lex.
Like, I'm looking at her like, we gotta go.
Like my baby's at home.
We gotta go.
I need my child.
Yeah, and I know her.
She's a socialite.
Yeah, well, she's a firecracker in comparison to Quest. Like,
Onyx is.
Yes.
She's a
firecracker. So I know she's giving whoever's watching her a hard time. So I'm like,
so her personality is way different than HealthQuest.
Yeah, she's very selective, and she'll like, you know, she's like, I don't really know you.
Oh,
she cries a bit more. You know, there's like, they're just different personality types.
Oh.
So even with that, I'm like, okay, she, we okay. gotta go. We gotta give the grandparents a break. But we tested it out, and I just feel like over time, it'll better.
Work.
Yeah.
So you guys had your 2 hours
of adult
time. I love that for you, as you probably needed it.
Yes.
So thank you so much for sharing, you know, your insight of your journey. I know I've been by your side through this all, but it's always nice to hear from you in a just different light. What advice would you give any parent or anybody out there that is thinking about going this route? You know, what advice would you give anybody?
I would say to be patient and really lean into your partner or your community. Going through this journey can be a lot on someone mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So give yourself grace.
I like
that. Give yourself grace.
I like that advice, because I just, from like what you said the first time with Quest, and you mentally had it taking a break. So I love that advice, just giving yourself patience.
Yeah.
Would you give any advice of like going, you know, the donor bank route or privately, or is it just, you know,
I think we're all so different. Yeah. Do what works best for you. There's so many ways and avenues now that you can do it. So like, it's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
It's like, honestly, what you're comfortable with, whatever works best for you. Yeah, I would say do what feels best.
Have you guided any of your friends on this journey, or have talked to any friends that might have in your circle that might be thinking about it?
Yes, we've had a few like meetups with friends, and a lot of it is us just sharing our experiences and giving out resources that we know of.
Oh, nice.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, people take what they want from that, and they can kind of navigate, you know,
from what you guys give.
Yeah.
I love that. You guys, I love that you guys are so open about it and just so willing to give, you know, educate others and just give what materials people may need.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't have that starting out, you know, so it feels good.
Because you were probably you're the first people in your circle.
Definitely. Yeah. So it took us a while and we didn't have that. So it feels good to be that community for others. And, you know, I'm always, again, like, the journey can be a lot. So I'm like, call me if you need me, or if you just want to talk about it. Like, I'm glad that we've established that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you guys really, I know, is it still up, your YouTube of your journey?
Yes.
Do I not put that out there?
No, you can. I mean, we made it for, it was a one-off.
If you guys do want to, like, have another input of, like, her journey, of Charnella and Alexis' journey, they had a YouTube of it. So I think of the story. So I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Where can they find that YouTube?
It is.
I love that. I don't want to tell.
It's like Lemonade Vlog.
Lemonade Vlog?
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Okay,
sorry.
Nice. No.
I tried to do the YouTube thing and it wasn't for me. So I'm an introvert.
It's not for everybody.
I couldn't keep up. But
But it was informational. You guys do have that information if you guys want to take up that information as well.
Yes, yes.
So now that we're ending, every time we end an episode, we give our WTF moment or advice.
Okay.
It could be whatever you want, any type of advice or WTF moment from your week. It hasn't been a long week or weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to do
anything?
A WTF.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
I have it.
I have it.
You know, I forgot about the insane blowouts that newborns have.
Oh.
So that's been... Yeah.
Has she? You said yes.
You know, just hanging out, and then the rumbling up her back through the diaper onto the clothes.
Onto your clothes.
Yeah. That's my what the fuck moment.
That's my what the fuck.
That's a lot.
Has it happened multiple times?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. At that point, we're throwing away the onesies.
We're just throwing away.
I'm not washing that.
You said I'm not washing.
Throw it away.
I feel like I used to do that because what?
They only wear the onesies a couple times anyway.
We're just going to throw that away.
Yes.
What do I have for you guys? I have written down so many WTFs through the last couple of weeks. I haven't been able to share, but I went to Atlanta not too long ago, and I swear my flights were so weird. On the way home, I didn't know. Well, I know that you can bring your pets on to the plane, but there was a cat on the plane, and it wasn't a very happy cat, so he kept moaning, meowing the whole freaking plane ride. And everyone kept looking around like, what the hell? I think that was a WTF. I feel like I have so many.
Was the cat like in heat? You know when cats are in heat and they have that really like, was it like that?
It wouldn't stop. Oh, I was like, gosh, what the hell is wrong with this cat? Because somebody was like, somebody was like, what is wrong with this cat? Like, we kept looking around, like, and it just kept, I don't know. Oh, that's the one I wanted to say. Recently, I just got my toes done. I have very tiny toes. The lady, you know how sometimes they talk about your toes? I don't know. I'm not trying to insult anybody.
Yeah.
But anyways, I have a very tiny toe on my baby toe. The lady legit took a picture of it, of just my baby pinky toe.
Did you question her?
She was like, can I take a picture first? Because I got my toes done cute. I got like little flowers on it. Yeah. I was like, sure, take a picture. But she zoomed in on my baby toe and I'm like,
it's going in the group chat. It's going in.
It literally is going in the group chat. They're about to clown on my baby toe. I was taken back from it.
That's not very professional of them to do that.
I guess not. I don't know. I thought she was about to take pictures of my cute toe.
Wait a second.
She literally.
Wow.
But yeah.
The audacity.
Girl. But anyways, you guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you. I love you so much.
I love you.
If you guys can like, comment, and subscribe to Think Loud Crew, make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast. Make sure to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. And yes, you can find me at Hair by Shannon C. And where can they follow you?
Lemonade on Instagram. Two A's.
And you will see the cutest pictures of her and her family. Like always, don't forget to tell your crew about our crew.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.